Well, with North Korea reopening this long closed communication line, one of the main subjects of discussion yesterday was the North's possible attendance at next month's Winter Olympics to be held in Pyeongchang, South Korea. We're joined now by Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Jung, who's based in Seoul, South Korea. He's with us live. Morning, Andrew. Are tensions easing between the North and South?
Hopefully that might be the case, but I think there's a lot of suspicion that that may not be the case. The talks that could happen next Monday here in South Korea are just beginning, and there's the talks between the North and South has just begun. They revived the phone line a few hours ago. They ensured that the phone line was okay because it had been out for a couple of years, and I think there is a lot of skepticism still on what this kind of talks would bring and mean for eventually the North Korean nuclear weapons issue.
That skepticism you referenced, I think I saw something, maybe somebody in the U.S. said this could be the North's attempt to drive a wedge, meaning between what, the U.S. and South Korea, say?
Right. I mean, there's always that, I guess, suspicion on what the motives of North Korea is when they say they want to talk, and that was the case a few days ago when Kim Jong-un said in his New Year's address that they want to talk, and obviously the suspicion that this was aimed at, I guess, you know, dividing the coordination and cooperation between South Korea and the U.S. Was really alive here in South Korea. Just want to note that there's a lot of suspicion that the North is going to condition its attendance and participation in the 2018 Winter Games on a military exercise that usually begins in March here in South Korea, involving troops from both South Korea and the U.S. So, again, there is that kind of suspicion here surrounding what North Korea's motives may be.
Okay, so this is not necessarily about a North Korean delegation to the Olympics in South Korea. This is about some sort of bargaining chip?
Right, so North Korea could say, hey, we'll be there in the Winter Games since South Korea wants us to be there, but, you know, in order for us to be there, you guys have to do this, and that could be postponing or even canceling the military exercises, which some people say here is probably not going to happen, but then those could be the conditions that the North could attach in return for coming to the Winter Olympic Games.
All right, so then what about the whole idea of the topic of denuclearization being discussed? Would that happen at this stage of the game?
Unlikely, according to people that I've spoken to. Unlikely because the talks have just begun, and it's going to begin and spin out for a couple of years. The South will try to, I guess, tread carefully, especially because it's just the beginning of talks. And broaching that kind of topic early in this kind of conversation will not, I guess, be strategic, according to some Seoul officials. And eventually that will be the aim from Seoul and Washington to discuss that kind of topic. But I don't think it'll happen in a few days.
Got it. We're speaking live this morning with Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Jung, who's in Seoul, South Korea. How about what the U.S. referenced yesterday, word of preparations for another nuclear test by the North?
There is always that suspicion that the North could fire a missile, it could test another nuclear weapon. But I think the focus and the attention here in Seoul is more towards the talks. And I guess there is a lot of skepticism, but again, there is hope that the talks will happen. And although a missile launch is hypothetically possible, a lot of people don't think it's going to happen in the next week or so.
All right. Any reaction in South Korea today about Mr. Trump's tweet yesterday that he would like to remind North Korea that he too has a nuclear button and it's big, it's powerful, and more accurate, or something along those lines?
Right. I mean, the South Korean media was very, I guess, interested in that particular tweet, and the tweet did gather a lot of eyes and ears, but it did, I guess, reignite some fear that Mr. Trump could be a little the scarier one than Kim Jong-un, but at the same time, a lot of conservatives in South Korea were, I guess, felt assured that the U.S. still, I guess, remained behind South Korea in dealing with the North. So there were a lot of, I guess, interest, but at the same time, mixed responses to that particular tweet.
Got it. Very good. Hey, thanks for sharing a few minutes, Andrew. Nice talking to you. Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Jung with us live this morning from Seoul, South Korea.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.